we now turn our attention to a man who is no stranger to the Queen's Plate winner circle. He is Hall of Fame jockey Sandy Hawley, who won the race four times in the 1970s. His first in 1970, his most recent 1978, and he's with us now here on HRRN. Sandy, appreciate the time, my friend.
Hey, Mike, my pleasure. Keisha, great to be on with you.
Happy Queen's Plate Day.
Happy Queen's Plate Day, and actually tomorrow, happy Canada Day.
That's right. Happy Canada Day to you, my friend. It's going to be a special weekend here in the country and, of course, here in Toronto with the Queen's Plate today and Canada Day tomorrow. There will be fireworks. We've seen concerts. Brad Paisley was here last night. It's just a really special time to be a racing fan in Canada, isn't it, Sandy?
Well, you know what? It really is. Nothing like the Queen's Plate. It's like our Kentucky Derby of the United States. And, of course, Sam Roberts' band plays later on after the Queen's Plate tonight. So you're really trying to attract a lot of younger fans, and it should be a fabulous day.
Sandy, when you think back on that Hall of Fame career and those four wins in the Queen's Plate, is there maybe one or two of those four that stick out to you more than a couple?
You know what? They were all fantastic. You know, I remember winning. I just had lost the bug, and I went on a horse called Almoner back in 1970, 71. Kennedy Road, who was a tremendous horse, went down to the United States, and, of course, the great Bill Shoemaker rode him and won a few stakes at Santa Anita with him in California. L'Angeleur, he actually won the Laurel Futurity and then went into the Queen's Plate. He was an amazing horse as well. But maybe probably the most special one, Mike, was probably my last one, and it was 1978 on a horse called Regal Embrace. And when I thought about becoming a jockey, I knew nothing about horses. I went to Winfield Farms in Oshawa. It was owned by the great E.P. Taylor. And 12 years later, he owned Regal Embrace. And here I am in the winner's circle now with the greatest owner of all time in Canada, the great E.P. Taylor, and winning the Queen's Plate. That was definitely my biggest thrill at Woodbine.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. And Sandy, from a rider's perspective, I'm always curious of what's going through your mind when you're coming down to the wire. It's Queen's Plate Day. What is going through your mind when you know you're going to win that race?
You know what? It's amazing. Yeah, it's almost like you get goosebumps thinking about it, but you still have your job in hand. It's never over till you get to that wire, but it is an absolutely amazing feeling, of course. As you see so many jockeys when they cross the wire, you know, Mike Smith, not too long ago, when in the Kentucky Derby, you just stand up, put your arm in the air, and it's just a feeling that, you know, it's absolutely hard to describe. And, you know, people ask, you know, what is the thing that you miss about horse racing? And you know what? It's being in the winner's circle, you know, feeling that you've won this big race, and everybody is happy. You know, the groom, the exercise boy, the owner, the trainer. It's just an amazing feeling. And, you know, a feeling of accomplishment as well.
Sandy, I know this is a different surface here now, with it being a Tapeta surface, an artificial racing surface that they'll contest the Queen's Plate over later today. So it's a different surface than what you competed on here in the 1970s. But the distance, the mile and a quarter, what's the key to for a jockey to be successful going a mile and a quarter here at Woodbine?
Well, you know, Mike, you know, none of these horses have been this far before. And it's very important to get a horse that will relax. You have a horse that's very nervous and very tense, and there's going to be a big crowd out there as well. To handle the crowd, to be relaxed in the race, and, you know, for the jockey to be able to do his thing and be able to pace the horse properly, you don't want a horse that's fighting the bit right up front and, you know, trying to run off with you going a mile and a quarter. You just need one that's cool, calm, and relaxed. And I like horses that lay just off the pace. You don't get in as much trouble coming from off the pace, and, you know, just to be able to sit off the leaders. Not very often you get a horse go wire to wire going a mile and a quarter.
Definitely a strenuous distance and a big field this year with a field of 16. And now we're talking about tactics. Whether you're drawn inside or outside, tactically speaking, how do you think the post really affects horses? I imagine the break is so important in this kind of race.
Well, the good thing, Akisha, is that you have over a quarter of a mile to run to get to the first turn. They start up in the chute. and they come all the way down the stretch. So you have a fair amount of time to get your position, whether you're inside or outside. I'd rather have actually the 14, 15, or 16 hole than the 1, 2, 3 hole, because as you know, sometimes you can get kind of jammed down in there, and everybody is kind of trying to fold over to get their position. So it's sometimes like a chain reaction where you could get squeezed out. So I'd rather have an outside post rather than an inside post. But like I say, you have over a quarter of a mile before you get to that first turn.
Sandy, I've talked to so many riders prior to a race like the Kentucky Derby, and so many of them have told me that you need a horse, if you're going to be successful, you need a horse that can make two or three different moves in the race and then be able to settle again after each of those moves so that you can get into position and where you need to be throughout the running of the race. Same thing here in the Queen's Plate?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike, because, you know, sometimes you get your position early and then all of a sudden down the backstretch, you know, maybe somebody is coming to you and, you know, you don't want to lose your position. So, of course, you have to use your horse a little bit to keep that position and then you try and give him a breather again and then try and make that final move down the stretch. So, yeah, you need a horse that's very versatile. That's why I like to be up fairly close to the pace. You know, sometimes if you're in the clear and you're all by yourself, that's the best scenario because they are young horses. They are three-year-olds. And if you have pressure from the outside, you know, horses that aren't used to that, you know, they may just all of a sudden just give up on you. So I'd like to try and be in the clear. And it would be great if you're laying fourth or fifth and you're all by yourself and be able to make that move. But it's going to be an interesting race. As you mentioned, there's 16 horses in there and there's at least 10 horses. If they won, you would say, oh, yeah, that horse had the credentials to win. You know, there's some horses that, you know, they haven't done a whole lot in their careers, but just being the Queen's Plate is very exciting. And the horses can't read the odds board, so you may have a 40 or 50 one-shot come in.
Well, you mentioned just being in the Queen's Plate, Sandy, and we've heard this a lot. It's amazing to win the Queen's Plate, but for many, just being part of this prestigious race is a big deal. Tell us just a little bit about, I mean, you've won it four times, but what is it like just to be involved in this race day?
You know what? It is tremendous. It's nerve-wracking because when you go out there, you just, all you want is you want to have a clean race. You don't want to make any mistakes as a rider. You don't want it to be your fault that, you know, the horse didn't get there first or finish in the money. You just want a nice, clean race, and if the horse runs his race and you've done all you can to win the race and you don't win, then you're fine with that. But the nervous part is just trying not to make any mistakes out there. But the Queen's Plate, you know, royalty has been here so many times. The Queen's been here, the Queen Mother. It's just tremendous, of course, this year. The Honorable Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, Elizabeth Dodswell, will be here this year to represent royalty. And it's just a race where, you know, it has that prestige to it. And I remember the Queen was here one year, and a horse called Royal Chocolate won the race. And that actually was a pretty good hunch bet because the track was sloppy, and we had dirt back then. So Royal Chocolate, why would you not bet on that horse? But so it was. It's always just, I think I finished fifth or sixth in the race that year. And you're right, Akisha, it's just exciting just to be in the race.
Sandy, is there? We talked about the four that you won. Is there one or two editions of the Queen's Plate that you'd like to have back where you said, man, I could have had that one too?
Well, yeah, there has been times where when I finished third and, you know, I won four, but the closest I got after that was finishing third a couple times. And, oh, yeah, sometimes you wish you had them back. But, you know, at the same time, I can't really remember, Mike, looking back and thinking that, wow, I got in trouble in that race in the Queen's Plate. You know, sometimes you just don't have the horse and a better horse beats you. But I think throughout riding all the Queen's Plates, I've been pretty lucky. Not really thought to myself, oh, I should have won that race. And that would be a terrible feeling, especially in the Queen's Plate.
Earlier you mentioned that Queen's Plate Day can be nerve-wracking if you're competing in the race. What advice would you give to the riders today on preparing to ride the Queen's Plate as they move throughout the afternoon?
Well, you know what, Mike, it's usually good if you have like 5 or 6 or 7 mounts before the Queen's Plate because that kind of keeps your mind off the race. But if you're sitting in there like some of the U.S. riders, we actually have 6 U.S. riders coming in to ride the Queen's Plate, so that's how important this race is. If you're sitting there all day thinking about the race and you know, strategy on how to ride the race and everything, it's really hard to do, but you just try and pretend like it's any regular race. But, of course, when you get out there, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. And I know I've ridden in 6 Kentucky Derbies, and anytime you hear Old Kentucky Home, even as a rider, you know, you get the emotion, the tears in your eyes, and it's just a great feeling, great emotions, especially in the Queen's Plate as well.
He's Hall of Fame jockey Sandy Hawley here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Sandy, before we let you go, you had a chance to stop by Canterbury Park this past week and spend some time with our good friend Barry Pearl and the folks who put together Jockeys in Jeans. That's a fundraising event for the PDJF, which is our official charity here on the network. Tell me about that. Things seem to go pretty well.
You know what? It was a fantastic time. Canterbury Park put on a great show for us. They were amazing. And, of course, Barry Pearl, he's our president, and he did an amazing job as well. And Randy Sampson, who is general manager, and his family owns Canterbury Park, you know what? They did an amazing job. He is the CEO of Canterbury Park. Amazing guy. They did a tremendous job. We had a lot of fun and raised $280,000. And I think we went over the $1 million mark. And Barry Pearl does a tremendous job. Of course, everybody that's involved with Jockeys in Jeans is for a great cause. And we had a great time as well.
Wow, tremendous. Well done. Sandy, we'll let you go. Enjoy Queen's Plate Day. We'll look forward to catching up with you later on this afternoon as part of our broadcast, which begins at 4 Eastern. We'll see you out here later today.
Yes, I look forward to it. And can I put a plug in for our new turf course, which is going to open next June? We have a turf course that's 1.5 miles on the outside of the main track, which is very unique. But we are building a new turf course on the inside here at Woodbine. So it should be fantastic. And we might have like 6 or 7 races a day, and that would be absolutely amazing. So anybody around North America that has a horse that loves the turf, it's going to be a fantastic turf course on the inside of the main track plus the outside turf course. So, and I look forward to being on the show with you guys later on this afternoon.
Good stuff, Sandy Hawley. Appreciate it, my friend. We'll see you out here.
My pleasure. Thank you.